Into a Flame Set Down, written by Black Cat and read by Corey Cathonia. For the fandom of Star Wars The Clone Wars and the relationship of Alpha 17 / Quinlan Vos, with the additional tags of Force-sensitive clone troopers, psychometry, and alternate universe canon divergence. "Those are some thick gloves you're wearing," Quinlan observes, light. "And here I thought the weather was actually behaving today." Alpha 17 doesn't even look over, doesn't acknowledge he's spoken in any way as he squints out over the scrub below him. "Pirates are still 10 clicks out and not getting closer," he reports, like Quinlan can't see the lack of approaching dust plume for himself. "No one's subtle when they move on this planet. Trying to get up here without being seen proved that handily enough, and that's even with the fact that the old Sith temple is mostly solid stone." Quinlan leans back against one of the fallen blocks that used to make up the spire, watching 17 carefully. No armor, because they all got stripped by the pirates before they could escape, but 17 went for the gloves first, out of all the clothes they found. It's the sort of thing Quinlan tends to notice, since it's instinct for him, too. This is the first time he's seen 17 without those big, heavy gauntlets that come standard with clone armor, too. A lot of the clones tend to strip them off for more delicate work, or when they're at ease, but not 17. "It's interesting." Quinlan always has time for interesting, even when he's running for his life. It's what makes him a good shadow. "We'll have warning if they do try to cross the valley, so we've got space to relax for a bit," Quinlan says, still pitched light and easy. From the noticeable benching of 17's shoulders, though, Quinlan might as well be screaming at him. "No," Quinlan thinks, studying his face. "Screaming wouldn't get nearly this reaction from someone like 17. But mentioning the gloves was enough to put him on the defensive. Quinlan knows what he saw while they were escaping. Knows what Cody did and Rex tried to hide, and their men tried to pretend they hadn't seen. But he hadn't been completely certain until 17 went straight for the gloves. The fact that Obi-Wan missed not one, but two of his commanders being Force-sensitive is something Quinlan's going to mock him for as long as they're both alive. Ayla, too, assuming the trend is what Quinlan assumes it is. Somehow, the clone's exceptional aim makes a lot more sense if it's true. "Relaxing is how he got caught in the Criffing first place," 17 growls, but he's still not looking at Quinlan. "Yeah," Quinlan agrees easily, "but this is a Sith temple. They're probably going to assume whatever is lurking here will eat us once night falls, if it hasn't already." There's a pause, tense, and 17 finally drags his gaze away from the pirates, narrow gaze locking on Quinlan like a threat. "The fact that you're not worried about the same thing just means you're stupid," he says flatly. Quinlan grins, lazy, with just an edge of teeth underneath. "Look, man, I'm not being paid to notice things for the Senate right now. We're not even in Republic space. You know, as well as I do, that there's nothing in this place that's a threat. Or you wouldn't have let Rex and Cody wander off alone." 17's nostrils flare, and his hand tightens around the stone, gloves creaking dangerously. "I don't know what the hell you're implying," he says, sharp, Sure, Quinlan agrees and pushes upright. Next time, just be careful grabbing gloves if you don't know where they've been. Last time I shoved my hands into a pair out of desperation, they'd been worn by a torturer. It wasn't a fun trip. 17 stays perfectly still, hardly even breathing. Quinlan rolls his eyes. I know I'm just a pretty face, but come on, he tells 17 and wriggles his fingers at the man. I grew up with this. I know how it is. And I've been watching Mace train for decades now. Cody hitting shatter points on every single droid isn't exactly subtle. Shatter points, 17 repeats. And this is even sharper, with an edge of hunger to it that bites. What's a shatter point? What the hell does it have to do with CC2224? He's good at playing dumb muscle, but unfortunately for him, it's a mask Quinlan's been wearing his whole life. That first question, he meant it in a way that's full of claws, desperate to know. For the record, Quinlan says, I'm a Jedi. When 17 starts to bristle, he grins. Come on, man. It means I never get paid to notice things for the Senate. Because I don't get paid. But I'm always happy to talk about Jedi shit. He turns toward the door, but before he can go more than a single step, there's a growl, a hand that snaps out to grab his dreads. 17 reels him back in, grabs him by the shoulder, and shoves him up against the block of stone, all but vibrating. Explain, he bites out. The shatter points first, and keep your damn mouth shut. What if I tell you to make me? Quinlan asks, grinning, and laughs at the way 17 bristles with rage. All right, all right. Come on. They're leaving, and we should be good to leave Fives and Echo on watch for a bit. That's just asking for us to get captured again, 17 mutters. I'm not moving my shubs until we have a way out that doesn't give us away immediately. Even so, he glances at the pirates, at the retreating dust cloud, then down at where the two arcs are posted up, and hesitates. His hands curl in the thick gloves, relax, curl again, and he glances down at them, anger warring with a desire to know what's written clearly on his face. After a long second, though, his steps follow Quinlan down into the shadows of the ruined temple, and Quinlan grins. The end.